I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. Today, we will get to know 17-year-old violist Carly Roberts. Carly lives in Eugene, but she'll be performing in Portland on May 4th. She is one of the 8 winners of a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. This year's concert will take place at Trinity Cathedral May 4th, and Carly will be performing Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante with violinist John Fawcett. All Classical Portland, by the way, will be broadcasting that concert on May 12th. Now, winning a spot on that Metro Arts concert is quite a feat, but I have to tell you, last fall, Carly achieved something else pretty remarkable. At age 16, she won a spot in the viola section with the Eugene Symphony. Are you the youngest member of the Eugene Symphony?
Yeah. I guess I'm like the youngest ever member.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the managers told me about that. She's like, oh, you're the youngest member, like, on record.
How does that feel?
It's really cool to be, like, surrounded by, like, so many, like, adult professional musicians. It's
I like
fun.
How you did the air quotes around it.
Yeah. It's scary, though.
I was going to say, is it intimidating?
Yeah. First rehearsal, I was so scared.
Were you sitting in the back, and were you just like...
I was kind of sitting in the middle, and like I knew my stand partner really well because she's my teacher.
Oh.
So I felt comfortable, but yeah, I was kind of scared.
Can you tell me about the process of getting to that point? I mean, was it the case that your teacher was like, Carly, you are so good, you need to audition for the Eugene Symphony? Or did you say, I want to see if I am capable of this? How did that go down?
No, so I didn't have a lot of orchestra experience. So my teacher was like, oh, like, I think you should take this audition, like, just for the experience. And so you can learn, like, all your excerpts and then, like, have a chance to, like, play them through at an audition and, like, go through that experience. Yeah, I went in. It was, like, a blind audition, which was, like, so scary because I thought, like, since you can't see anyone, that it would just be, like, nobody's there. But it's just, like, so much scarier because you know people are there and, like... You don't know who they are, but you hear their voice and like they tell you to stop. It's so scary.
Was this the first audition you ever took?
Or mm-hmm. had
you? Wow. So not only was it your first ever audition, which is scary, but it was a blind audition, which was even scarier, right?
Yeah. The first round was blind and that definitely wasn't my best. But then the second round was like without the screen, just like a regular audition. And then I did a lot better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seeing the people.
Yeah.
Helped.
And I think it's because... I messed up a little bit in my blind audition. So then when I got into the second round, I was like, oh, I can't do any worse. Like, I might as well just go for it. It was scary.
Well, you make it sound like you did terrible in the first round, but you wouldn't have advanced to the second round if you did terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I felt kind of terrible about it, but it probably wasn't that bad.
Are there... youth orchestras in Eugene that you could have auditioned for instead, or was this really your only option?
Yeah, there is, but youth orchestras in Eugene, you have to do your school orchestra too.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to be like enrolled in your school orchestra in order to do the youth orchestra, and that's every day at like 6:30 a.m.
Oh, ouch.
And I'm really not good at waking up early, so I just decided, like, in middle school that I wasn't going to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Eugene Symphony really is your first orchestral experience.
Yeah, I did the National Youth Orchestra this summer, and then when I came home, I auditioned for the Eugene Symphony. So I had orchestral experience. I don't think I could have... done that though.
But wait, let me get this straight. Like, so your very first orchestral experience was this incredibly prestigious National Youth Orchestra.
Yeah.
So funny. Tell me about that National Youth Orchestra.
I think when I was like 13 or 14, I saw like an ad in like a magazine about music, and it was like for the National Youth Orchestra. And so, like, I tore it out and then I put it like on my wall, and I decided that like I wanted to do that when I turned 16, because it's like 16 to 19. I really wanted to do it, so I worked hard and like I sent my recordings, and then I got in, and that was like really exciting news. Because I totally didn't think I was going to get in.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, because it is prestigious. I mean, there's really only a couple of people from each state in that orchestra, right?
Yeah, there was like 2 people from Oregon last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about that experience. Was it transformational?
Yeah, it was so fun. Like, because I had never really done orchestra before. So, yeah, just being like in that big like wall of sound. Like, we played at Carnegie Hall under Marin Alsop.
Oh, my God. This is your first orchestral trip.
It was insane. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm so tickled by this story.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about it, but, like, at the time, I was just, like, going with it. But now I'm like, okay, your first orchestral experience was, like, Carnegie Hall.
I wonder if that benefited you in some way. You know, like, maybe it wasn't, maybe not as big a deal. Because yeah. It was your first?
I think I just had to learn quickly. Huh. Like, I really had to learn, like, how to, like, match your principles. Like, bow strokes and, like, where they're playing in the bow and, like, how to, like, listen back to the brass and, like, to what extent to watch the conductor, but then to what extent do you, like, listen to what's going on around you and, like, try to fit into that.
Wow.
So I just had to, like, take it all in.
Wow. Your mind must have been spinning.
Yeah, I was like, trying to do everything at once. Yeah.
What a story, right? We've been chatting with 17-year-old violist Carly Roberts, who obviously already has a pretty remarkable life in music. And she'll be performing in the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert on May 4th at Trinity Cathedral here in Portland. We'll continue our chat with Carly in just a moment. But first, I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, made possible in part by the Portland Youth Philharmonic, inviting young musicians to experience great music while making lifelong friends in one of America's top youth orchestra programs. Auditions for PYP's 4 ensembles will be held in June and in August. PYP ensembles perform at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall and receive coaching from Oregon Symphony musicians. For audition information, you can visit portlandyouthphil.org. Okay, I've spoken over the years with a number of young violists, and most of them say they started on violin and then eventually made the switch to viola. So I wanted to know Carly's origin story with the viola.
Yeah, I didn't love it at first.
So at what point did it become your thing?
I think I was like 11 or 12 and my teacher was talking to my mom. She's like, you know, like Carly, like she plays the viola well, like maybe she should think about like switching to the viola. And I remember I was like so upset. I was like, I don't want to do that. Like I want to play the violin. Like, and then I was like 15. And I went to this camp called Meadowmount and I studied the viola there. And then I came home and I don't know what happened. But I just felt really attached to the viola and like I really enjoyed the rep that I played. And yeah, I had accepted that I was gonna play the viola. And like now I really love it because I don't think I've played violin for like 2 years now, but I can't imagine playing violin anymore. Like I really love playing the viola.
You mentioned, like, I don't know what happened when I was at Meadowmount, but I came out of that experience loving viola. I mean, do you really not know what it is?
Yeah, I really, like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I think, like, I played with, like, really high-level musicians, and that just, like, opened my eyes to, like, how the viola interacts with other instruments, I guess. I'm not sure, but I know that, like, I came out of that summer, and, like, I just wanted to play the viola. And, like, I played my violin, but I didn't like it. Like, I just wanted to do viola.
There's something about viola, right? I think probably it's kind of like this underappreciated
definitely
instrument.
Yeah. It's really beautiful, and it, like, it's very real and very, like, raw sounding. And, like, mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, if you just had violins at the high end and cello at the low end, there would be something fundamental missing from that string quartet.
Yeah, it's like
sound.
The butter.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
you
yeah.
need, like, something to, like, smooth it out. Yeah, or else it's just, like, really high and really low. Like, you need something to, like, blend everything.
it sounds like music has been a huge part of your life for quite some time, and you're obviously pretty successful at it if you're already playing with Eugene Symphony. Is it is it so important a part of your life that you're thinking about pursuing music as a career, or is it too early to say?
Yeah, I definitely think I'll pursue it as a career. For the last few years, I've known that that's what I want to do.
Okay, one of the questions I always ask everybody who sits in that chair, what is it about music that makes you want to spend your life with it?
Yeah, I think I struggled with this a lot this year. Like, since I've been doing music my whole life, like, I don't remember not doing it, right? So I had a couple of months where I was like, why do I do this? Like, why have I put so much into this? And like, because it can be frustrating a lot of the time, just like practicing and like trying to get like a result that you want. But it's just hard. Like, playing the viola and doing music is like, it's a struggle. But I think the fact that music can like create feelings in people and like take you somewhere that like is just like really magical.
It makes the struggle worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. Once you really like have an emotional experience with music, and yeah.
Can you tell me about one of those transformational emotional experiences that you've had in your musical career?
Yeah, I think, well, when I played with NYO, I remember like we were playing the last, because we played Mahler 1, Titan, and we were playing the last movement, and it's like you've been playing for 50 minutes and it's like this big ending. And I remember in Carnegie Hall, like, we were playing the end and I just like started crying. And I think like if like sound can make you feel that way, like, it is worth like devoting your life to.
That is 17-year-old violist Carly Roberts. Carly lives in Eugene, plays with the Eugene Symphony, and she'll be performing in Portland on May 4th. She is one of the 8 winners of a spot in this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. This year's concert will take place at Trinity Cathedral, and Carly will be performing Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante with violinist John Fawcett. All Classical Portland will be broadcasting that concert, by the way, on May 12th. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been archived at our website, along with photos and videos of these kids. So to listen to this episode of On Deck again and find out more about Carly, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.